A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You but God with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. It is with heavy hearts that today we have to announce the passing of one of our founders, the original half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, our brother, Arlington Forbes. After battling cancer, Arlington has now transitioned from this physical world, but his spirit lives on in many ways through his family, and our heartfelt condolences go out to his wife, Jack, and also to Arlington's mother. But also Arlington's spirit continues to live through his friends and all of the amazing art and great work that he created. In fact, his spirit lives on through our show, Two Black Guys with Good Credit, that he helped create. And we are doing today's show in his honor. And our topic today is coping financially with losing a loved one. Sean, I know in recent years, and everyone listening, we've all dealt with the passing of loved ones, and it's never easy. And I know recently when your mother died, you really learned a lot about how to cope with, you know, financially cope with losing a loved one, because there's a lot that, you know, you have to be prepared for or that you have to deal with. So can you talk a little bit about that, Sean?
Yeah, first, I just want to take a little step back about my brother, my yin to my yang, my good friend that I love dearly. I haven't really spoken out about him as yet. Arlington, for those that listen to our show from the beginning of our show, you know, there was a chemistry that we had. And, you know, it started off with Arlington and I just having financial talks. And if anybody knew Arlington, he was more of an art guy. But I really realized he was also a finance guy. And we just kind of shared ideas and battled, and we just said, let's put this into some kind of show and podcast and share the information that we have. And the magic began. You know, from day one, we just had this chemistry that I don't think will ever be replaced. And I miss him dearly. So here we are. And for those that was always sending us mails like, hey, you know, where's Arlington? We love Arlington on the show. You know, Arlington was a very... He didn't like to share his challenges with people, and he didn't want
a private person.
Yeah, he didn't want everybody to have that sympathy. He was dealing with cancer for 4 years, and he just felt that it was best that, you know, we kept it quiet, and I had to respect that. So for those that were always wondering where's Arlington, I never commented on it because he had this battle with cancer he was dealing with, and he was trying to fight through. But that was my guy, and I love him dearly. I miss him every day, and I can't even pick out simple tiles without his opinion now. So I just like to say, you know, I love you, Arlington, if you're listening. This show's for you. And back to your question, Matt, when my mother died in 2013, yeah, I realized that, you know, cancer, it gave me a chance to say goodbye. But even though we said goodbye, I still wasn't really ready for my mom's passing. And I don't think anybody is ready for that moment. At the time of my mother's passing, she was not married, so my sister and I had to get all of her affairs in order. And I think we did a pretty good job. And in this episode, we're trying to provide some helpful tips for those that lost a loved one or can see in the near future of losing a loved one. I think, you know, now to two people I love dearly passing by this disease, I think it's something that we should discuss of how to, like, transition and how to get your finances in order. So That's what we are dedicating the show to, my good friend Arlington Forbes, and we're trying to figure out, you know, losing the loss of a loved one and the financial impact to that.
So actually, you know, before we dive in, Karen, I know, you know, you had the chance and opportunity over the last, in recent years, to get to know Arlington. Do you have any thoughts or anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm I promise we'll get it together in 30 seconds within this podcast, but it does feel a little bit emotional because, yeah, I'm new. I'm the new girl on the podcast, and Arlington's the OG. And he was always nothing but so, so cool and sweet and professional to me. I loved him right away when we met. Every episode with him was a banger. And he was a really special guy. I could tell he was so intelligent. And I could tell that you guys had a really special bond. And, you know, I didn't know him really well, but he was like a really beloved and impressive person to me, especially knowing him through this show. And it made me really, really sad to hear about this. You know, I guess I was somewhat aware of his struggle, but, you know, you don't really know what someone's going through like that unless you're really close to them. And I was shocked and I was sad, but I'm so happy for the chance to have gotten to know him. I really, you know, I'm just grateful that we crossed paths. And I'm glad that we get to dedicate this episode of the show to him, you know, and that I know people go through this, you know. I know people are going to be listening to this and they're going to be maybe going through, maybe you're going through something like this right now. And the truth is that life doesn't stop because someone passed away or, you know, because your heart hurts and there's still things that have to be done. And so that's what this episode is about, is to just kind of help you step by step, walk you through. I know it's overwhelming and there's grief and it's hard to deal with emotional things and practical things, but that's what we're here to help you with.
And before Sean, before you jump in, I just want to add that, like, our brother Arlington, he was very passionate about our show offering information that really gave people a takeaway. So it's like there's different energies and emotions that we're dealing with the loss of our brother. Like we're probably going to do a show later on down the road, maybe in a different way, like a personal tribute of things that maybe we want to talk about. We're kind of mulling things over. But yeah, in the spirit of Arlington, who a takeaway and giving people information that can help them, like I just want to, I feel Arlington's spirit in that we want today's show. It's not so much about necessarily our grief, because there's that's a part of this, but we're really trying to give people some information that will help them as they deal with situations like this. So Arlington, I'm sorry, Sean, I'm going to pass it to you. Why don't you get this, like, take us into our lesson for the day.
Well, thank you, Matt. And thank you for keeping this show, as Arlington would say, keeping it tight, because I haven't really had a chance to really speak out. It's getting emotional for me. So I appreciate you keeping, as Arlington would say, his famous lines, keep it tight, guys. And I think this is the kind of show he'd want us to do, where we're sharing information, because he was really all about sharing. So the first one, when making financial and funeral plans, be patient, you know, ask for help. Everything doesn't have to be resolved overnight. I mean, that's the first thing you should know. Like, you're kind of like when my mother passed, even with Arlington, you just want to do right by that person. So you're in this rush mode. But trust me, the person that passed is not expecting you to get everything done quickly. It's about making the right decision and grieving. You know, I'm obviously Arlington passed away. By the time the show airs, well over probably 3 to 4 weeks ago, and you know, the grieving continues, and I don't know when it'll ever end, but you have to know it's an intense transition. It's an intense thing that you're going through, and it's very emotional, and some days are actually better than others, but there are a lot of details to take care of, and you may not be in the right, you know, frame of mind to make the best choices. So you need strong people by your side, and don't be shy to let others help carry the load and, you know, and share information and share financial information that you know can help guide and make the best choices.
Also, Sean, if I might chime in, I would like for people to remember that there is a business side of this. The funeral and memorial industry, there's a business. So although we're grieving and dealing with the loss of our loved one, and this is not the easiest thing to do while grieving, but you know, and maybe you do a part of this as you're planning, if someone in your family is maybe aging, or if you feel as though You see that there may be someone who might be passing soon. And then sometimes you don't have time to plan. Sometimes things happen. But you have to compare funeral prices or compare casket burials versus cremation, transporting the remains. There's different things that will cost money. So if the person who is dying, if they are aware of what's going on, ask them what their wishes are, consult them. And then beyond that, you just have to make sure you are, you know, looking into all of the aspects of this and spending wisely.
Right. And honestly, I'm someone who tends to get overwhelmed by stuff like this. And something that helps me when I have a big overwhelming task is to break it up into smaller tasks that are manageable. So make a little task list, you know, even if you think this is a silly step or whatever, make a list. But for example, there's going to be a lot of moving parts, right? Make a list of all the bills that you share with this person collectively. Start thinking about how to separate them out into just your name, just their name, so that their estate can close out their bills. You know, for example, you might share a heating or electric bill, but car payments, car insurance, personal credit cards, all that stuff might be independent. So when you start separating out the finances, you can go check by check down a list, close out the expenses that you don't share, make sure that your list is accessible and easy to find so that you don't get overwhelmed when there's logistical things and emotional things going on all at once.
And just to piggyback off what you're saying, Karen, another thing that people may, as simple as these lists may seem, they're all very important. And one thing is to be organized. And this is for the living as well. You know, start organizing your affairs so that when people can look into it, they understand it and they know what direction to go. You know, I have a list where all my passwords and account numbers, and I try to share them with close family members of mine so they can understand. Even as well, like, you know, if you have accounts in places that people would never even think to look, maybe it's time to consolidate those accounts. So it's, you know, once again, so it's easy for people to find, you know, real estate and taxes, make sure those are filed. Those paperworks are filed in some kind of order and some kind of file, even if it's filed electronically on your computer or in the cloud. And when you contact customer service, make sure you understand everything thoroughly that they're explaining to you about the deceased and about their affairs. Don't try to act like you know it all or assume that they're going to look at you different because you don't know it all. You know, and also a good thing to ask too after every conversation, and what I learned is to say, hey, do you have anything, any other accounts or any other type of affiliation or business connected with this deceased tax ID, and give them the tax ID. And sometimes when they pull up things from that tax ID, other accounts or something else may show up. And also, you know, check safety deposits, you know, in the house at the bank for documents, because they may also have access to things that you weren't aware of.
Sean, I think being organized is such an important point. So I want to chime in on your point there. In the last decade, you know, sadly, I've dealt with a few people who were very close to me who have passed along. And my dad, he passed away about 10 years ago. But my mother and I, going through his affairs and paperwork and documents, it was funny. Like, he was very organized. And like, I just remember finding things that we weren't aware of. But because he had things in somewhat of an organized fashion, we were able to locate accounts or insurance policies or things that, like, from his military service or things from just different aspects of his life that ended up that, like, I remember we found a document that could have just passed over and maybe like just overlooked, but it's like, oh wait, let's call this number. This looks like something. And it turned out he had a policy that there was money that was there that, you know, we could then do whatever with that money, pass on to his grandson or but there's just things that you can, people might, if you're not organized, you might have money that sits there that people, your loved ones and family members may not even be able to access. So you definitely want to make sure that your stuff is organized. And I know when you're young, or if you're not at an age where you think, you know, death is near, which, you know, tomorrow's not promised to any of us, but it's easy to kind of overlook organizing your affairs at certain ages. But it's important for us to all think about these things, You know,
absolutely.
As adults, when you start to accrue things, mm-hmm. and you've bought property, or you own things, or you have people who depend upon you, children, or just different aspects, that organization point is super important.
So you're so right, because when my mother died, I still have a sense of fear. Did we really get all the money we were supposed to get? Did we collect? Is there an account that we didn't know of? The insurance policies that we didn't cash in on? I'm still, to this day, she died in 2013, not 100% sure we got everything.
That's a fact.
And, you know, it might feel like a disrespect to think about money when someone has passed, but you're doing yourself and them a service and their family a service as well, because it has to be done. And it's a fact of life. It's not wrong to prioritize things that happen to the living while you're dealing with someone who's also passed. It's just how it goes. And so I think if someone's feeling feelings of guilt that you're thinking about money at a time like this, when something has happened, you're being strong and you're doing the right thing. It's hard. Like it's making the tough choice to say, okay, I have to deal with some real life stuff right now, you know, and it's not always obvious. Like I personally wouldn't know what to do, without you guys, without consulting someone, without making a list, I wouldn't know. Like, so for example, another tip is to know what paperwork to file and when. You know, it's like, you know, when someone comes into the world or goes out of the world, the government gets involved and there's paperwork that has to be filed. So, you know, when a death occurs, you have to notify authorities and look that up state by state so that you can get a death certificate. The death certificate has all kinds of legal implications. So that has to be done right. You know, organ donation needs to be decided as well. You know, if that person has decided to be an organ donor, and how does that work? And do you need consent from the family? Certain deaths are not eligible for that. So, you know, cancer deaths, for example, not eligible except for the cornea, apparently, you know, so these are all logistical things that, that need to be done legally, you know, even while you're in this process of grief.
As well, Karen, you also need to look for a letter of instructions from the deceased. Maybe they kept the one at home or with a relative, describing what type of arrangements they wanted. You know, there's, you know, people leave some things that are unconventional, you know, that maybe hidden between the mattress that they wanted certain things done. Maybe not be legally binding, but it could be their wishes, right? And, you know, and you should always look for a will, maybe in the hands of an attorney, loved one, safety deposit, or an executor, you know, see if there's a will. And it's really a plan. Will is like a plan of execution.
Right. It is. And you know what? I really think that state by state, it varies, and that a handwritten will can also be considered a will. I think that in the absence of something else, in certain instances, you don't need a notarized will or whatever. So if you do find the letter of intent or the wishes of the person that you lost, that could be legally important.
Well, as you bring up the word legally, I would also add that, you know, it's important, you know, if possible, maybe you should speak with a lawyer, talk with the lawyer who wrote the will, or ask friends and families for referrals. Call the local bar association if you don't have a lawyer. Make sure you call 2 to 3 lawyers before deciding which lawyer you want to go with. Most lawyers will offer a free first short meeting to discuss kind of a, you know.
I mean short.
That's true. No, these lawyers, they definitely are not trying to go without getting paid, but you know, speak to a lawyer first and discuss what's going on, and make sure you discuss their fees before you agree to anything. Some lawyers may charge a flat rate, hourly, or rates are based upon, you know, a percent commission of the estate. And estate percentages usually range between 6% and 8%.
Yeah, just to echo what you're saying, Matt, regards to lawyers, and I'll tell everybody who's dealt with lawyers, like, just because your family, friends, or somebody you love refers you to a lawyer doesn't mean you have to doesn't mean you shouldn't do your due diligence. You should still Google that lawyer. You should still find out background checks, and you should still compare, because it keeps his prices and fees in check. It gives you an understanding
of the business. Or her prices.
Or his or her prices, fees in check. Correct.
Nice, guys.
I'd recommend, in general, if you're going to have a lawyer handle the estate, make sure that you've done some comparative analysis, you've done your homework. Because not just because he's a nice guy and he attends maybe the funeral or he attends the memorial service, which would mean that he's for hire. He's going to be your hired female or male.
Nice. So speaking of settling the estate, sorry for the awkward transition that Arlington would have hated. But it's a good idea to get started on the financial stuff, which, yes, is kind of burdensome and annoying and feels at odds with grief, but no more than 2 weeks after the funeral ends. And ideally, honestly, some of it before, because if there's a will that has to be read and there's something about funeral arrangements in the will, it's ideal to have that read ahead of time. And post-funeral, 2 weeks is, I think, about the time that you want to, you know, after that, it's kind of time just to get the ball rolling on some financial stuff before it becomes too complex for you or buried under paperwork or too far in the past. You know, after the funeral, there's also logistical things that you might not really think of: changing passwords, you know, changing PIN numbers, changing security cards, these little logistics that are going to come up that you wouldn't think of in the middle of a moment of grief.
Once again, Karen, you're hitting the nail on the head. All of the possessions are a person owns at the date of death as part of their estate, just so people know, everything right down to their nail clipper, like clothes, car, furniture, bank accounts, stocks, bonds, etc. Who gets what is determined by the law of the state in which the person resides. This estate is divided up as instructed by the will. Expenses or unpaid debt, legal fees and taxes are paid first. Of course, the government and the debtors have to get their money first. Small estates can be settled usually within a few weeks, and large ones could take 1.5 years. So those, for those people that are like extensive legal battles, state battles, you know, you can always look for a new attorney as well, because these things should not take years upon years to settle an estate unless there's people contesting the estate, right? Probate court appoints or an executor or a personal representative. This person carries out all the terms of the will and is usually called, this is called probate. If there's no will, this is why it's important to have a will, then how everything is determined is by the laws of that state. We'll decide how everything is divided. So it's important to have a will.
Well, another challenging or sometimes challenging thing is locating your loved one's assets. So, I mean, if a person, it was old school and maybe they worked for one company, owned one home, banked it, you know, their local bank and purchased insurance with one company, then you're blessed because you're going to have an easier time finding all of those assets. But in this newer era where people have multiple jobs, you know, maybe you're self-employed. If the person that passed away was self-employed or moved around a lot, had multiple jobs, then it can be more challenging to locate all the assets. You know, they may have old bank accounts, retirement accounts from previous jobs, old stock certificates, you know, so that's a challenge.
And not only that, but they could have other, you know, this would miss me. I would need to consult someone to know even the range of possible financial assets someone would have, but they could include annuities, bank accounts, dividend checks, escrow funds. You know, who knew? Gift certificates, life insurance policies, mutual funds, tax refunds, safety deposit boxes, et cetera, stocks, uncashed checks. Someone have an uncashed check just lying around. You don't know. Cryptocurrency.
Exactly.
That was my crypto. It is a new one. And, you know, part of the issue with cryptocurrency is generational, passing it, like legacy, passing it on through generations. So if someone doesn't have something in place for that and you don't know their passwords, it's maybe possible that that asset might be lost. So it's important to maybe contact the company and see what can be done.
Karen, you're on a roll, and I got to echo you again in saying that, you know, you need to call all banks, insurance companies, and ask. Even if the statements are old, outdated, you know, call them and see if there's anything that are collectible that's unaccountable for, that's just been, you know, sitting there dormant for a number of years. And once again, ask this important question: are there any social? Is there anything tied to the deceased social security number, or any other accounts in general? Any other accounts with any other people with a similar name? Just something to make sure that you've checked off everything. You've made sure you covered all angles that account for everything. Because with my mother passing, we found out about a small account my mom had for like $8,000 by finding an old statement. So it's important to really, you know, check these things. And, you know, another good way, too, is income tax returns can also help in find and track assets. It's something where, you know, you may want to get a friend involved that knows tax returns, an accountant, and just kind of go through it. Because little things that they may be writing off, or maybe through the accounts that they're referring to in their tax returns, could lead you to some things that you need to uncover.
Hey, Sean, before you go any further, the producer in me and Arlington was also part-time producer when he wasn't hosting our show. So he'd be in my ear telling me we need to go to commercial. So everyone stay tuned. We are breaking down all the things you need to know in terms of financial decisions when you've lost a loved one. So stay tuned for more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Black guys. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today's show we have dedicated to our friend, our brother, Arlington Forbes, who recently passed after a battle with cancer. And so in honor of our brother, we have dedicated today's show to him, and we're discussing a topic that is basically related to that. It's coping with the financially coping with the loss of a loved one. And there's lots that goes into that. And we don't always think about these things, but we hope today's show will be illuminating and helpful if you are dealing with something like this. So today we've broken down the following. Number one, when making funeral plans, be patient and ask for help was our first point. Number two is to make a task list. Number three, we recommend that you be organized. Number four, understand your money. Number five, know what paperwork to file and obtain. Number six, speak with a lawyer. Number seven, we broke down the importance of settling the estate. Point number eight is how to locate your loved one's assets. And that brings us to where we are now in the show. Sean, what is our point number nine?
Matt, this is when the living needs to practice just in their day-to-day lives. And, you know, even though when you're grieving, you're emotional all over the place, you really need to focus on, even I'm doing it for today's show as well. You know, I was weeping, but I was trying to stay in control. You know, do not let friends and family wander in and take items that were promised to them first. You know, you need to make sure you inventory everything and work out a strategic plan, how you're going to allocate things and how you're going to give them out, because there may be some overlap. Two people may be thinking that one thing was deserving to them or was supposed to be given to them. So you need to be one, like, decide how this inventory of love is going to be distributed, right? If a letter of instructions or will is made out, it's your job that it goes out, gets to the right person. You have that obligation to that person to make sure that things are given out in the way that they would want them given out. And if you're like, you know, with my friend Arlington passing, you know, there's things that you know that your gut is telling you that's right by knowing by that person. And you need to really, like, live by that, you know, to make sure that, because with when this comes out, when family dies, unfortunately, it can get very ugly. You know, people can get very greedy and selfish and want things. And you need to always have that person in the back of your mind and try to live by what they would want done best, and make sure that everybody, you know, that loved him is able to, you know, have a piece of him, if that makes sense.
To that point, Sean, I think a lot of people have seen this within families when there is a death in the family, and unintended consequence is people deal with it differently. And I don't think anyone, you hope that that's not anyone's intention, but you're right. Things can get ugly because it's an emotional thing that we have to deal with. And there's all sorts of other underlying issues and unresolved issues maybe people have with their family. So things can get very ugly. And you want, so staying in control or having a, you know, sober mind and someone who is really like looking at the big picture and just really trying to manage the business of this is super important because otherwise it can just really get out of control in the worst case scenario. You don't want that.
I'll give you a perfect example. Like when my mom passed away in 2013, she had a lot of stuff, a lot of collectibles. She collected ornaments. She had like plates of Princess Di and when she got married, and she had different, she collected little nice figurines, we would call them back in the day. And my sister and I decided to give them all away to people that were close to her, you know, at a funeral, just so they'd have a little piece of her. And it's such a warm feeling because we'll forget who we gave them to. And I'll walk into somebody's house and I'll see my mom's ornament in there. And it's like, it's such a nice feeling to see like people that you didn't even remember that you gave her a little something, that to see something of your mother's belongings in their place, in their dwelling, that they're caring for you. It's kind of like they're carrying it, taking care of it for you. So, and you know, we had to take inventory of everything and figure out how we're going to distribute this. And we just said, well, the ones that we know is really close, we're going to give her piece of her. So it's a feel good feeling when you do. And I think when you allocate things and give them out and share them.
Yeah, I agree. And everyone's going to feel it different, or everyone's going to determine a different way how to proceed. But you just want to be in control and think, you know, obviously follow along with the will and just, you know, have the right frame of mind when dealing with this. But I think that pretty much wraps up the list of
no our bonus. No bonus. We always have a bonus. Come on, Matt. You cannot end our show. It's tradition that we always have a bonus. Our listeners are waiting for that bonus. So
give them a bonus, Sean.
It's bonus. Well, this is a tough one. This is my boy Arlington, and you know, I gotta do right by him. So, you know, I think Arlington was all about love, and he always said his friends are his family, right? So I would say, you know, it's time, especially we're in the holiday season now, to maybe have these uncomfortable conversations with your friends and family and let them know how you feel, where you stand, how you'd want things to be allocated, you know, and I always felt like I never understood the purpose of like not telling my children like my finance, how much money I have in the bank. I mean, I never included it as a secret. I would think you should just share information with your friends and family and loved ones and kind of let us know your path and where you're thinking, how you like things to happen when you leave this world.
Right.
I don't know if that's a tip,
but it's not a tip, but I think, but look, I think maybe a little add on, Sean, is that I think that, you know, sometimes we need to reframe issues of money because they can seem coldly logistical to us, right? Or that dealing with a will is you know, dealing with money feels like so jarring when you're talking about dealing with love and family and, you know, grief and someone who's moved on. But making a will, finding a will, helping someone execute their estate, making sure that it's done properly is an act of love for someone. Them having left a will in the first place is an act of love from them. And so by just handling the logistics of life for somebody or on somebody's behalf or on behalf of your or their family, it's a way to show a sort of, I don't want to say a final act of support. I mean, there's people still living, but final act of support for the person who's deceased in terms of the actual consequences of their life, you know, that this isn't something to feel bad about, that you're being concerned with money and lawyers and logistics. That it's something that has to be done as part of life. And that the person who left those things would want it to be handled peacefully, gracefully, and well, and by someone that loves them too.
Well, I would say after, you know, hearing the add-on and the add-on to the add-on, it brings me to a takeaway in this show, you know, in honor of our brother Arlington. It makes me think about how the cliches that we talk about in life, that, you know, tomorrow is not promised, and you know, like you can't take life for granted, and all those things. And some of the tips we gave, like to be organized and putting together our will, like all of those things are things that it's like, okay, I know I need to do these things. But one thing that I took away was like on the be organized tip, it's like kind of identifying people especially if you don't have any kids that are kind of just they are already hired, or you know, they already have that job of they have to look after your estate. You know, you're my kid, but like I don't have children, so it's like looking, you know, maybe identifying people in your life that you could, you know, maybe you make an organizational email where I'm going to share, you know, things that maybe, you know, just to, you're going to have your will, but also have like, you know, for passwords or important things or things that, you know, so you're not just left out there where people not knowing how to find stuff, you know, like, you know, me and my wife, like we can obviously share with each other, but having some backup people or whatever, but organizing your funds, your finances, that whole thing, that's to me so important, because I think so many of us are just living like, you know, this ride doesn't end, that we're going to live forever. And it's in moments like this, when you lose someone so close to you, you realize that we aren't here forever. Not that we don't know that, but you realize it in a different way. And it's so, organization to me is my biggest takeaway, aside from the will. It's like just even like just basic organization to help your family and loved ones navigate what you had. On that note, like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And I hate the change we're going through right now, because it's, you know, it's a very, like I said, the grieving part of losing my brother, it hasn't really fully hit me yet. I'm just trying to share some information with the people, as we are with the show, but nothing changes if nothing changes. You know, like life is always changing. So understand that every day it's changing. So don't think that we're here forever. So take these lessons to heart. And for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, I'm Matt Smith. I love you, Arlington Forbes. You're my brother for life. And thank you for all that you've given us. I'm out.
And I'm Karen, obviously, for Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I'm already being uncool at the end of this podcast. I'm getting emotional. I can't help it. I'm super sentimental. I'm so glad I got a chance to meet Arlington. I'm so glad we got to make this episode honoring him. And yeah, I guess we all deal with grief in our different ways, and this is a way to honor someone that we really love. So, you know, I hope we'll see him on the other side. And as I always say, it doesn't matter what you did. It only matters what you do next. So yeah, this one's for Arlington. I love you. I'm so glad I got to know you.
And I'll just say, Arlington, you're loved, you're missed, you're appreciated. And there's nobody like you, bro. You're the yin to my yang, and I love you, and will continue to do what you'd want best, to love and to share. So like as Karen once just said, you know, I'll see you on the other side, bro. And I'm out. Black guys.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.